Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. L'ilei Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel B'meir Yechiel Mechel Arein and Kaparis Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and today we are going to study the famous Perek Lamed Aleph. Why is the Perek Lamed Aleph such an important Perek? Well, it serves as a backdrop for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It is also, together with Perek Lamed and Perek, the continuation of Perek Chavtes, the words of Nechama. Most of the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Yudal Amid Beis notes that the entire Sefer Yirmiyahu deals with Churban. But Perek Lamed and Lamed Aleph, for the most part, become Prakim of Nechama. In this Perek, we are going to meet several of the themes that serve as so much of our hope for the future. For instance, in the course of this Perek, we're going to see in the early Psukim, we're going to talk about the prophecy, the Nevuah of Kibbutz Galios in the Messianic era. And also, from Psukim Vav to Tesvav, Yirmiyahu is going to offer Nevuah about Tzidkiyahu's fate during his imprisonment, and from thereafter, we're going to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reply all the way through the Perek. And so the Perek begins in this context, Ko Amar Hashem Matzachim Bamidbar Am Sri Decherev Haloch Largio Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in the wilderness, the people who escaped the sword will find favor. And so he therefore went and gave the Hargio to calm down Yisrael when he led them to take possession of the land at their time of rest, Rashi explains. In other words, that it's going to be reminiscent to the time that Bnei Yisrael wandered in the Midbar. Barbanel says, no, it's talking about the redemption of the Aseres HaShvatim. They're going to come back. Meirachok Hashem Nirali, as the Pasuk says, Hashem appeared far from long ago. In the Schus Avos, Rashi says, Hashem appeared to the Navi, and he told them that Ahavas Olam Ahavtech, that I loved you forever. Al Kim Mishach Techesed, that's why I keep going ahead and giving you chesed. Oh, evnech v'nevnes besulas Yisrael, oh, tabi supayach v'yatzas m'mcho misach hakim, says, I'm going to rebuild you and you're going to be rebuilt. You'll go ahead and you'll have future and the dances will come along and it'll be better. You made two buildings by men and they were destroyed. But I'm going to build the third Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to build it forever, says Rashi. And you're going to go ahead, oh, teti kramim bahari shomron, there you're going to go ahead and plant vineyards in Hari Shomron, Natu Notu Mechilelu. You're going to indeed have plant them, and they'll be and they will redeemed, and you will redeem them. Ki Yesh Yom Karu Notzim Behar Ephraim Kun Moving Alet Zion El Hashem Elokeinu. There's going to be a day that the watchers will call up and say that we should go up and go to Zion to Hashem Elokeinu. The lookouts of the lofty towers will hear a voice a distance away, says Rashi. They're going to say, come up to Zion. And Kicho Amar Hashem, Ranu Liyakov, Simcha B'tzalu B'rosh Goyim, Hashmiu Hayalulu V'emru Hosha Hashem Es Amecha Hashavis Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that sing with joy and shout at the head of the nation, right? Make it heard that you, and praise Hashem and say Hashem came along and he has already saved his people. And any may be some Eretz Tzafon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back from the northern country. Most of the Galios from Yerushalayim came from the north, as we've pointed out many times. Bikibatz dimi yankese Eretz, bam iveru pisei achara, violedes yachtav, right? The blind and the lame among them, the woman with the child, and she was walking around pregnant, right? They're all going to come together. Kal gadol yashuvu eina, everyone's going to come back. Even the staggering ones, I'm not going to reject them, Rashi says. He says in Pasuk Ches, Yirmiyahu says, through tefillah and through tshuva, perhaps one of the reasons why this becomes part of the Haftorah of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, they're going to come crying, with weeping they come, I'm going to lead them through brooks of water, I become a father, so to speak, to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. He mentions Ephraim because that represents the Asaras HaShvatim, they're also going to head back. Shimu Dvar Hashem Goyim Vagidu Boyim Merchak. So Yirmiyahu turns and he calls out to the nations of the world, and he says to them, Mizare Yisrael Yikabtzenu Ushmaro Kiro Edro. He who scattered Yisrael will gather them together and watch them as a shepherd of his flock. Kifadah Hashem Es Yaakov Geralom Yad Chazak Mimenu. We redeemed them. Move over in and Ubrim Rom Tzion, and they're going to come and they're going to sing praises. And they're going to jubilate joyantly on Har Tzion. Benaru al Tov Hashem al Dagam al Tirosh al Yitzar. They're going to be so excited about all the good things that they have. Al Bnei Tzion Ubakar Bayu Nashon Kigam Ravev Yosifu Ledava Od. They're never going to have any more worries. Oz Tismach Besulah Bemachol Ubachurim Uskenim Yachdav Vafachti Evlon Lesasomani Chamtim Vesimachtim Migonam. Then all good things are going to happen. Everything is going to be able to be rejoiced. Everyone is going to be happy. And I'll refresh the souls of the Kohanim with fat, and my people will be happy with the goodness. Ko Amar Hashem, so Hashem says, in a famous Pasuk Yedalad, Kol Birama Nishma Nihi Bechi Samrurim, Rachel Mivaka Albaneha, Me Analihi Nachem Albanel Kienenu. Right? Rachel is crying for her children who aren't here. And so Yirmiyahu says to her, he's not referring to the people, they didn't come back from their exile. The 10 tribes, they were not from her. But she says, look, there's a challenge over here. Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem says to Rachel, Mini kolich mi bechi v'einayich mi dema, you don't need to cry anymore. Stop. Ki yesh sachar l'ful aseich, there's a value and a reward for your work, for the work of your children who suffered through galus for many years, and they never forgot about me, says the Radak. There's going to be a reward over here. Chazal tell us it's a reward for Rachel's having given up to Leah, having given away the Simanim, giving up her husband. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be a sechar for that too. B'shavu me'eretz oyev, it's going to refer to the tribe of Binyamin who come back from Babel together with Yehuda, says the Malbim. There's hope for the future. Ne'um Hashem, b'shavu banim legvulam, and the children will come back to their places. Shamo shamati Ephraim is no deity. Sartani viva ser kega lolumad. Hashiveni vashuve keato Hashem Elokai. I heard Ephraim complaining, you gave me Musar. He says, bring me back. You're my God. Ki achari shuvi nechlamti nichamti. Vachari vadi safakti al yarech boshti begam nechlamti ki nasasi cherpas neurai. I changed my mind. I smote my thigh. I was ashamed because I recognize that I did some major averos. Habein yakir li Ephraim im yelad chashuim kimidei dabri bo zachoras kirenu old. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, this is Shechina says, he's complaining, as for me, I have had a change of heart to have Rachmanas. Is he such a dear son as one who has but one son? Every wish he grants him? Why, I remember him as though always he was a dear son to me, that he never sinned against me, says the Radak. That's Lachin Hamu Me Ailo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm agitated for him. Rachim Arachamenu Nu Mashem. Every time I speak of Ephraim, every time I have this desire to go ahead and have mercy on him. Now, technically speaking, the Pasuk seems to have a negative connotation. However, Rashi points out that we mentioned this Pasuk in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah as one of the Zichronos. And why is that? It's related to the previous ones. He says, my love for Ephraim is not because he was a Yakili, because he's a dear son, but because he forgets and regrets the averos that he does, and he wants to go ahead, and he wants to do tshuva. He said, therefore, set up markers for yourself. Set up signs in the good ways of your ancestors. There is a Gemara understanding that if you want to be redeemed, go ahead and set up tziyunim, set up signs to know that you're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The Mefarshim point out, Hatzivi lach tziyunim, Simi lach tamurim, Shisi libech lemesila derech halachti, Shuvi besulasi so shvi al arayach eila. Do tshuva, turn around, remember where you came from, like a Hansel and Gretel sort of thing. Remember to turn around where you came from. Ad matai tischam acham makin, Abasa shobeva, kibar Hashem chadasha. How long are you going to hide? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something on earth. Nekiva to Soviv Gavar, a woman's going to wind up going after after a man. In other words, he's going to create something new after you stayed in Gaulis for a long time. What's that new? That new thing is that women are going to go after men. In other words, usually, Darko shall ish lichbosh, that men normally go after women. But at that point in time, Bnei Yisrael going to look after Hashem. It's going to be like the Nekeba to Sovev Geber. And so he says in Pasuk Chabbez, they're still going to say this thing in Yehuda that give a bracha to Hashem, and Yehuda's going to dwell there. They're going to be farmers, they're going to be people who travel with crops. Hashem says, I satiated the faint soul, every worried soul I replenished. Hashem says, I'm going to replenish the people. Hashem says, in the same way I watched them to break them down, and I brought evil upon you, says, that's the way I'm going to go ahead and rebuild, with the same energy, with the same excitement. And that's what he says, they're not going to just simply highlight the fact that they had to eat that the forefathers had to eat things that weren't yet ripe. The shine banim tekena, and the teeth of the children will be set on edge. Hashem says, in the future, what's going to happen? Kim ish bavono yamus. Right, people are going to be responsible for their own averus. Right, ha'ochel boser tekena shinav. That the one who partakes, he's gonna suffer. In other words, Mitzudas David explains over here that the people are no longer complaining, saying that, well, we're being punished for the sins of our forefathers. People should be punished for their own averos, and that indeed, hinei yamin bar menu Hashem becharati space Yisrael beespace Yehuda bris chadash. Hashem says, I'm going to create a new covenant. That doesn't mean a new religion. Many of the Christian polemicists try to argue bris chadash means a new testament. It's not a new testament. It's a new covenant. Lo kabris asher karasi esavosim yorachaziki biadam lo tiam eretz mitzrayim asher hima eferus brisi vanochi baalti bam nu Hashem kizos habris asher achros esbeis Yisrael acharei yamim nu Hashem nasati es torasi bikirbam vali bam echtevena vayisi lam lelokim vehima yuli laam lo yilam duod ish esreyu vish esachib leimor duas Hashem kichulam yeidu osi. People will not have to work so hard to know Hashem. Everyone will just frankly know Hashem. That's the bris achadasha. Lemikat namba gadlam nu Hashem ki eslach lavo namachato sam lo eskarbo. I forgive their sins. I won't mention them anymore. Then he continues in Pasuk Lamed Daled with yet another nevuah. Ko amar Hashem nosin shemesh laor yomam chukos yareach v'kochavim laor laila roga hayam vayamo galav Hashem tzvako shemo. So says Hashem, who is in charge of nature. Im yamushu achukim ailem elfanei nim Hashem gamzer Yisrael yishbosu miyos goy lefanei ko hayamim. But if the laws of the sun and the moon and the stars depart, right? If you start forgetting about those things, so too you'll start forgetting, and I'll forget about you. The bottom line is you have to keep my words and you have to seek me out. If the heavens above are going to be measured and the foundations of the earth are going to be thought about too much, in other words, if you're trying to go ahead and measure things that can't be measured, you're going to try to pigeonhole God into something that is within scientific limitations, so I'm going to also limit you. Because there are days that are coming, and Hashem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's going to be a rebuilding. Yerushalayim is going to expand to a greater area than it was now. The measuring line is going to go out even further. Hamida Negdo, I'll give us Gari, Benasav Gawasa, Recholaimek, Habigarim, Badeshim, Agal, Ashremos, Adnachal Kidro, Mapina Hasusim, Mizracha, Kodesh, Lashem, Loyi Natesh, Veloye, Hares, Odli Olam, the whole valley, all of that stuff will be holy. It will never be uprooted or torn down forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the promise that all of these things will be Kodesh LaHashem, because Am Yisrael will be Kodesh LaHashem, and Be'ezras Hashem will get a chance to experience that experience speedily in our days. Everybody have a fantastic day.